opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Yes, we're down here in Las Vegas at South Point Hotel, and we're here for the National Finals Rodeo. We're, biggest show on dirt is the National Finals Rodeo here. But good morning, and good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Okay, we're fine. We're fine.
I miss you guys.
No, well, we miss being there.
Well, we're right here.
You know what? It's just work since we've been here. Oh, my gosh. I mean, work.
Very educational.
Very educational. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's here with the, believe it or not, we have the weather from Reddy.
Okay, I'm going to, you know what, I'm out of it. Christina, can you do a quick read of what's happening right now? I got out of my window. It's patchy fog, I know that much. But anyway, so let's just move on from the weather. We'll get to that in a second. But we are here with some special guests.
I got it. And when showers after 9 a.m., patchy dense fog. Before that, it's patchy fog until noon, a high near 53, and a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 9 p.m., and a low around 43. And then Thursday, showers. Friday, widespread frost is happening, mainly before 7 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 54. Saturday, partly sunny, and Sunday, a slight chance of showers. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson.
All right. So, as we're here this morning, and yes, we thank Pat Karch and Pam Karch who flew in yesterday to help us set up because there's a lot of moving parts, and we brought, you know, stuff that we could do this live remote. We're very thankful to South Point and all the staff here. They made it really nice for us. We've got our KCNR. We've been reporting and sending some of the stuff on live Facebook feeds. But we do want to thank our title sponsor, which is Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino and Hotel, because we know that they have the first opening night in for the Redding Rodeo in 2024 is Native American Night. It happened last year. It was very special. And so we'll be talking about some stats with Wind River and Redding Rancheria. It's very, it's just amazing how this whole beautiful thing is happening and unfolding in front of us. And the people who also made that possible to weave into one of the most special magic nights are sitting with us this morning.
And we have with us Bennett Gooch. Good morning, Bennett.
Good morning. How
and
are you?
Cindy Joshua. Cindy's here. And with us too, and y'all can
pass that microphone back and forth.
But let's start with Bennett. Bennett, you know, you have been. Tell us about you and the Redding Rodeo.
Well, I kind of started by an accident. My wife was going to Chico State, and we're living down there, and she's always had horses, and didn't the last couple years of college, and she had the itch to get one again, and was going to graduate, and. We moved back up to Redding, and we were going to, or she wanted to drag me to the rodeo, so we went. We sat in section A, B, and C, and it had been my first rodeo that I had ever attended, and it was pretty amazing to see back then, and that was probably in 94-ish. So she joined the Women's Association, and I came down and to support her and help the guys pour some beer, and next thing you know, I'm a member, and another year later, I'm on the director position on the board, and a few years later, they stick me into arena director, and then I had a crazy thought to give up the best job in the business and run for the president seat, and figured I'd go in there a year and kind of get out, and it's been a few years, so it's something that sucks you in, but it's something you realize that the community relies on every year, and that drives you to make sure that it happens every year. And when you do step down, you want to make sure that the people are left to carry on and make sure that it's a strong organization.
Well, now, Bennett, the, all the things that you do, people forget that the Reading Rodeo Association is all volunteers, except for one person, and we'll be getting to Cindy in a minute. But
yes.
What do you do when you're not – I mean, I know that you are available all the time.
Yeah,
so
it's a full-time job on top
work?
Of your full-time career, on top of your life.
Yeah.
And it takes a year to produce this thing, and it takes a lot of effort and phone calls and texts and emails throughout the year. When I started the arena director position in 2000, it was literally fill out the application and send it off and wait for your rodeo and make sure your announcers and everybody knew what time to show up, and that was about it. It quickly rolled into internet and email and texts, and now the communication level between all those people are a constant. And a lot of times you'll just get a phone call from the announcer, and we'll just talk about, just stay in touch all throughout the year. Or I get a wild idea and want to talk about a person or a contract personnel to hire. I'll lean on my announcers because they see everything. And so I'll talk to them and vet who I want to bring in or the association wants to bring in to make sure it's somebody that will fit our organization because, they see the good and the bad all throughout the year. And so it's a real great way to make sure that what we bring in is world class.
So when it comes to the announcers,
yeah,
and we hear their voices as we watch the 100 Days of Rodeo, their voices are so recognizable. So how many rodeos do those announcers roughly do across the country?
I don't even know that number. That's something that we've never talked about because usually we're either talking about how life is going and if they need anything or if they're coming through town going to another event, if they need to lay over or whatever. It's a lot. They run as much as the contestants and they have to stay at these events. And I like to drop that up on the Cowboy Channel because, I get off work and I'll come home and keep working on my laptop and I'll cook that on. And it's been an opportunity to be able to see these events throughout the country that you hear about. And now you get to see it, but you also get to see the dynamic because our announcers work really well together.
They do.
But I've also watched in other events where they work solo. They still do an excellent job, but the dynamic between the two of them, it's night and day difference. And so, it's a great way to look and watch and see what everyone else is doing and see how you stack up and what could be better. So it's a constant. It never leaves your life. You think about it every single day. And now with Cowboy Channel, you see it every day.
Right.
And
right.
You talk about it every day. And like, I may get a phone call from an executive at the count or PRCA, or I could even get, like I said, announcers or contestants or who knows who's going to call or I'm going to call.
What I've noticed too is just what you said, because I got into it as everybody. I've been an aficionado of rodeo my whole life, but really in the last, since joining the Reading Rodeo Association, which I'm very proud to say I am a member, I'm not at the hierarchy. I kill wheat out there, but
got to kill something, Carl.
We have a lot of jobs, and you don't always do what you're brought in to do. You're going to do everything else too.
Everybody,
I think,
does.
You spray washed for a whole day.
Power wash.
Yeah.
Yep.
The arena.
She can't get me to power wash at home, but I'm out there
with
the power wash. But what I was saying was, watching those other rodeos and then looking at ours and seeing what it takes to put on the Reading Rodeo, which is an enormous amount of work. And then you see the way they do some things there, and you go, oh, we do that better. How we do that better.
So as simple as
mutton busting,
You do notice all those little things. And especially once we got
but
on
you
television.
Wouldn't have noticed. Yeah.
Well, I always noticed it because you always worry about signage and placement and, in the past it was always photographers. Okay. The sign's going to be where you need them. And now you watch the broadcast and now even our buildings and grounds guy will take a step back and look at the arena and see the zip ties sticking up. And he'll make sure to go clip those because that's going to show. Nobody else sees it. We see it.
Yeah.
Even when they open a gate and the bull goes out, the behind the scenes, was it painted? A lot of big rodeos and things you watch, they open that gate and there's just a piece of plywood that's got mismatched color on there and grass growing up. And that was something that was overlooked. And so our guys now with the tools of the Cowboy Channel and doing what we do and seeing the broadcast, they look at more details to make sure that that stuff is taken care of also. And it comes across, you know, it shows that we take a lot of pride in what it looks like. And, you learn a lot. We had a meeting yesterday with some production staff about, all that kind of stuff. And, they talked about what these people need to be doing. And we've been doing that for the last 15 years. So I think we're ahead of the curve.
Okay. Got to take a break. We want to remind everybody that tickets go on sale December 13th at the box office there, at the rodeo grounds. We'll tell you more information when you get back, but that's a really great idea for Christmas presents. Because as you know, for many of you who wait to the last minute, you're clamoring to get tickets. They're sold out. Now's the time to be able to bring your family or get that special gift for 2024, which is going to be special. When we get back, we're going to go over some of the details of what's happening with Reading Rodeo. Right now, it's in the process of all of the details of what it is to put the rodeo on, make it better, all of the laws, legislations, changes, et cetera, that go on are discussed here at the convention. More with Bennett Gooch and Cindy, general manager, as we get back here at KCNR, thanks to our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, where let's party at the rodeo at night and play in the lake at the day. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Reading Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Reading Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Reading Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at readingrodeo.com.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios.
No, we're not.
Are we on, Christina?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
we are.
Okay. We didn't hear the music
come in. But that's all right.
Didn't hear the music. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're here at the South Point Hotel, Las Vegas, at the National Finals Rodeo. We're going to be broadcasting here today, tomorrow, and Friday. Today we're with our friends from the Reading Rodeo Association, and then at 8 o'clock we've got the 11-time Performer of the Year for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, John Payne, one-armed bandit.
I got to go down to find him at a special office.
Yeah, we've got to find him.
Bring him up.
He says he's going to be there. But, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Rancheria.
We hold our annual Stillwater Powwow during the first weekend in October.
And that's also another beautiful thing that they brought to the Reading Rodeo Grounds. And can't wait for that.
What a great relationship that's there between the Reading Rancheria and the Reading Rodeo Association. You know, I'm not going to go there and, you know, Cowboys and Indians, but it's a wonderful event if you've never seen it. And Reading Rancheria, of course, has done so much for our community and is our title sponsor for us being down here at the at South Point Hotel. And we're here with Cindy Schoenholtz. And Cindy is the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association, was hired for last year's rodeo. And tell us, good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you. I mean, you've been in rodeo a long time.
Yes, I have. I think this is my 35th year here at the Wrangler National Finals. Coming to the PRCA convention, there's a Miss Rodeo America pageant. I've been a volunteer on a rodeo committee. I've worked for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association for 20 years. I've been the general manager of the rodeo in St. Paul, Oregon. And now I'm a independent contractor doing rodeo management for a living. And Reading Rodeo is one of my clients, and I'm just thrilled to be able to be here, talk to you guys, and be here with our volunteer board and a lot of our committee members to learn more and make the Reading Rodeo better.
What does a general manager do?
I'm a cat herder, a dream killer, you know, there's all
dream killer.
That's a joke between Bennett and I.
Well, no, I mean, everybody goes, hey, why don't we do this?
Yeah, and you have to back up the bus a little bit and say, okay, what are all the unintended consequences, the financial?
Right.
Is that the biggest priority? What are our goals for the association? All the, you know, strategic planning, budget talk, that's me. I work on the financial part of it, the organizational part of it, the policies and procedures, working with the accountant on the taxes. There's so much that goes into this is a business, and, you know, here at the PRCA convention, all of these rodeo committees are here. We're networking, and we're listening to professionals about how to make our business run better. You know, we're on television, live television. I mean, the things that we're doing in rodeo now, we never would have dreamed of, you know, when Ben and I first started, you know, communicating years ago. We've been friends long before I came to Reading. So it's, you know, it's important, and the bonding with the rodeo committee and the volunteers and the board and the friendships that they make, and they go to other rodeos and the other rodeos come to our rodeo, it's super important. And the friendships, like you were talking about, the Redding Rancheria, they're not just a sponsor, like they're our friends.
Yeah,
you know, the relationships we build are super important.
It's beautiful to hear from their side that they love working with you guys and that you opened last year up to a night for them.
For the Stillwater Powwow.
Well, and not only that, but Wednesday night. And that, not only, I think it was a beautiful reflection on growth and bringing people together and maybe something that wasn't even thought of, but the moving parts to make it happen. And so this audience last Wednesday, or the first Wednesday of last year's rodeo, I think that they were in awe of the beauty of what they brought, again, and the marriage of what you were able to accomplish.
And that's where the visionary, which is Bennett, and he created these relationships with the rancheria and brought in the powwow. And then I come in the office every day and I'm able to talk to Maria and that crew and bring all of this to life and come, and then the light bulb goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a Native American Appreciation Night.
Right.
And those are the kind of things that we can talk to other committees, because as the whole sport of rodeo is strong, so is Redding. And it's so important for the PRCA to be a strong organization, and it is made up of committees. Without the volunteer committees, there is no sport of rodeo, and that's what's unique. And the other unique part is the amount of money that goes back to community nonprofits because of the sport of rodeo, because of the volunteer committees. The money isn't necessarily going to staff in these cities and communities. It's going back to the community, and that's the strength of rodeo.
So this particular, I don't mind, let me just getting bouncing in there. At this convention, for our listeners, there are breakout sessions, and there are some of the experts that come in that share with the rodeo committees what's transpiring, what they're doing. There's animal welfare. I should go down the list, but is there something in this particular so far in this at this convention that's new information?
Well, not new information for us, but yesterday there was a breakout session in the morning, a panel discussion on how to produce a live rodeo and also produce an event that works on live television. And it's so different. And, you know, the Cowboy Channel just really started up, and they, you know, in 2020, which was, you know, scary for them. But we have had to learn as a sport to not only cater to those sitting in the audience, but understand how to produce an event that's on live television. And it's all done by, again, it's done by us. The Cowboy Channel is depending on the rodeo committees to put that together, to put the timelines and to work with all the contract personnel. And it's very complicated. But I think everyone was very appreciative to hear from Jeff Metters from the Cowboy Channel and Steve Kenyon and a lot of folks on how to make that better. So that there was a lot of buzz about that session. And we're always looking to make a better. We have Haley Bridwell, who's our red hat for our production.
Tell people what the red hat is.
The red hat is the person that calls the action for television. So the audience is sitting there watching the rodeo, and they don't notice anything different. But Haley is on her headset talking to the Cowboy Channel and watching the broadcast and making sure that what the television viewers see on the Cowboy Channel is entertaining and they're not missing anything.
Now, there's a time on it, too.
Yes, we have timelines, and we send those to the Cowboy Channel, and you know, Bennett and I have meetings and all that type of thing, and we work with Haley and the whole crew on, you know, how we're going to get through that with the announcers and stuff, because it's a live feed from our rodeo. There's no studio production of it. We're producing a television show
live.
So yeah, live. Yeah,
yeah. Once that train leaves the station, you don't stop, man.
No,
we've been on. Well, this is a live show, so we understand that. But to have all those moving parts going is
and to add that to, you know, what Bennett talked about, all of the you know, putting on the business, putting on the rodeo, the sponsors, the banners, the working the ground, the concessions, the vendors, you know, it goes on and on. The parking, security, people have no idea, and all that's done by volunteers.
There's one group that just empty garbage cans during the rodeo, and volunteers. And they're constantly emptying those garbage cans. So
hugely important.
Hugely important.
Hugely important to the guest experience. And that's what we always want to keep in the back of our mind is those people that pay to buy tickets to come to our rodeo. We love our Cowboy Channel audience, but the Reading Rodeo without the, you know, our community fans that buy the tickets, we just don't exist.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break here. I'm starting to get some feedback, but that ended. We got to take a quick break. We're here with Cindy Schoenholtz, who's the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association, and Ben Agucci, who is the president and has worked his way up from the ranks to be the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this year's rodeo.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Wind River Resort and Casino is spreading holiday cheer one Benjamin at a time with our $30,000 holiday cash extravaganza swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday in December starting at 7 p.m. Five lucky winners every half hour are drawn to win up to $500 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your balls. You got to draw
welcome back.
A hard line.
Free Fire Radio. Okay, guys, I'm just blowing my ears out there. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're down here in the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas here for the Wrangler National Final Rodeo. And,
hey, Redding Rancheria is our title sponsor, which employs over 800 people, and they hold their annual Stillwater Powwow during the first weekend of October. They also are very proud to sponsor the Native American Night at the Redding Rodeo that celebrated 75 years. Here we are. Cindy and Bennett are with us this morning, and we're talking about the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th. Go to reddingrodeo.com. And get your tickets now, a great Christmas present, by the way. And so we're here learning about a lot of things at the convention and the breakout, special acts, watching how it's done on a national level, bringing a lot of the expertise, learning more about how to grow our rodeo. And so Cindy, the general manager of the Redding Rodeo, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Thanks for being here in Vegas with us. We appreciate it.
Well, Redding Rodeo Association's got its own radio network.
I'm telling you, no other committee has their own radio station here in Redding. So yeah, we're pretty big time.
Because we wanted to, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We really wanted
we
to.
Believe
and then,
that.
And then we think, you know, we reached out, we have, you know, our sponsors that for this trip, we thought, you know what? We want to love on you because you're a very big part. Again, Holiday Harbor came forward because for people who rodeo at night, they think about what are they going to do in the daytime? People come for the rodeo. I mean, Redding sells out for the rodeo for all week, and people bring their families. And so they think about what can you? You can golf. You can fly fish. We've got the most beautiful lake, Lake Shasta, Whiskey Town. I mean, we've got great stuff to do in the daytime, and then they can do the rodeo at night. So,
Cindy, before we turn it back over to Bennett, your thoughts about the future? As somebody that's been in this business, in the professional side of it for 35 years.
Well, the Redding Rodeo is on a great trajectory, and, you know, we're so appreciative of all the community support. And as we move through what's going on with our facility, we're shifting gears. As January 1st comes around, we're ready to roll. We're ready to make this the greatest experience. The dates are the 15th through the 18th of May, with our steak feed on May 11th. And we're going to throw out all the stops so everybody can come and have a really fun family time and celebrate tradition and what's important in Redding. And it has shown, our fans have shown to us the Redding Rodeo is important. And so our volunteers, our board that spend so much time, we're going to double down and make sure it's a super fun time for them.
Okay. And Bennett.
Yes, sir.
Here, we've got about, 8 minutes. So,
not a problem.
Not a problem here. Okay. Bennett, and you've been involved with the Redding Rodeo long. You know every member of the Redding Rodeo Association. I was amazed. The first meeting I went to, we're talking, all these things are happening, and you keep it to 1 hour.
We try to.
Well, that's organized.
Yeah, well, you haven't been to a few board meetings that can go a few, 3 hours. But
I wasn't at the board meetings. This is just general population there.
Yeah, no, we meet once a month, and we keep everyone up to speed on what we're doing, what we're planning. And, you know, we try to, you know, when somebody has an idea, to put together a proposal and bring it to the board and let us analyze it and decide if that's something we want to do. And if we do, then we need to put the manpower to it and the resources available to make whatever that proposal is work. And not all proposals work. I get shut down a lot sometimes, and sometimes we push them off to when we can do them. We've done a lot of things over their years with the volunteers, and sometimes we'll have an idea 2 months out and we've pulled it off. Other times it's better to put it off to the next year so you have plenty of time to plan for it and get the right people engaged. So it's a constant balance of what you want to do and the manpower and the resources available. But it constantly surprises me, the support from the community. whether they've just bought tickets every single year and have wanted to become a Poker Part, and one day the next thing you know, you're partnering up with them on a construction project or even just a sponsorship of a piece of the rodeo. And it just amazes me as I go along when I'm in other activities of my life, when I run across people that start talking about rodeo, and I didn't even know that they had attended, realize that they've been there for many, many, many years, and then they want to offer up things to make it better. And it's never a personal gain. It's what can we do to make this event for mm-hmm. the community? And that's what it is about. It is truly a community event. The fans and the attendees have made it very clear that their grandparents took them. Now they're taking their children, or their children went off to college. They come back to town because of the rodeo at college, and it's an opportunity to get back together with family and go to these events that they always remembered as a child. And, you know, they're bringing their grandchildren in. So when you really dive into the crowd, your fan base, and really understand them, that's when it makes it very important to make sure this always happens. And that's, you know, everyone talks about timeline and how long a rodeo should last. Well, in Las Vegas, that is a two-hour deal because they want you to get in the show, have a great event, and get back to the Strip and go have fun. It's in Vegas. Well, you may be in a town where 5 hours may be that timeline. And so when you watch and study the fans, and if they're leaving early, it's too long. If they do not leave their seats and they're cheering and they leave just happy as ever, you know you hit it. You know everyone got what they wanted. They want a little bit more. They'll be back tomorrow. And it's not too short, not too long. So there is no magic number. It truly is based on what your fans enjoy. And like I said, when you have that many repeat customers every single year, you can really understand where your fans are coming from. So it's a cool deal.
You know, every year, of course, it's the competitors, the contestants.
Yeah.
How is it? Of course, they're professionals, too.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to keep everybody? You got the barrel racers saying, oh, I want the dirt this way. You got, you know,
oh,
you got the ropers doing, oh, I want the dirt this way.
Oh. We've learned over the years over trial and error. And you're right. The rough stock guys, and more than the rough stock competitors, the stock contractors want the dirt a certain way outside the fucking chutes. The barrel racers wanted a certain way around the barrels in their pattern. The timed eventers, the steer wrestlers, I mean, everyone has, you can't just cater to one because somebody else is not going to get what they need. And so we've learned over the years and bought equipment and learned how to use the equipment and experimented with the equipment and other events just to see how it works. And so the tractor driver and the guy, the running water truck are key. They know what our facility, our ground does based on the weather coming in. And so it's a constant. They're always watching the weather. They're watching it change. They make decisions on the fly whether they're going to add more water or not put any because something may happen. And there's been years where we prepared the ground and we didn't touch it because rain came in. And if we touched it, it would open that up and it would suck the water up like a sponge and it wouldn't be safe.
Now, see, there's a scientific aspect of
and
this
people
whole.
People don't realize that.
No. Well,
now, is that a professional or is that also somebody in Reading
well,
during our rodeo, outside rodeo?
It's both. You know, we learn and listen and talk at these conventions to other committees, and you learn from other people's mistakes, and you talk about these things. But on the other hand, we have great friends in Reading. Materials testing facilities that I use on a professional level at my job every day. And we've analyzed our mix of dirt and sand and there's a fine balance to where it holds water, but doesn't hold too much water. Or it's not too loose. You know, when the barrel racer comes in at full speed and has to turn, a sharp turn around that barrel, they want their foot to stay. They don't want it to slide. And we take every precaution to make sure that the ground is perfect so that if they trust it, they will get a good time. For instance, we had 4 days of rain in 19, and yeah. Nellie Miller comes in the last performance, almost the last girl out, and it literally rained every single day. It was like, what do you do? But yet, we had that ground prep so well. She placed in the money, I think top three, that last run of the last night in the rain. And that proved to us that we made the ground safe and consistent. If the contestant trusted it, they could go and perform and do what they need to do to make a living. And it takes a lot of effort to do that.
Okay, final words.
Yeah.
Here's your just last thought. This year's rodeo?
You know, you try to outdo yourself every year, but not change it too much. You don't want to change the identity of it. So if you come every single year, you will see subtle differences, and we try to enhance the experience for the fan, whether it's a parking issue or getting in, getting to concessions, go to the beer wagon, whatever it is to get to your seat and enjoy your time. We do take a lot of time in looking at all those pieces of the puzzle to make sure that that happens. And if you don't notice it and you had a good time, then we did a good job. You know, the work that we do shouldn't see it. You just go away knowing you had a great time and there was no effort to get in and get out.
Well, Cindy Schoenholtz, general manager of the Reading Rodeo, and such a welcome addition to our family here, and Bennett Gooch, who's the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. I can just tell you, we can tell you just how much y'all are appreciated by our community, and what a great rodeo the Reading Rodeo is. So we need another 75 years, though.
That would be nice. On that, you know, we were told yesterday that the Las Vegas Events and the PRCA signed contracts to extend their contracts with Las Vegas for another 10 years, and they have two years left on the existing.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that they work well together and understand that this is something that we don't need to be worrying about and working on while we're producing the top-notch show that it is. And we're going to get there, and it's going to be a fantastic event that lasts well into after I'm gone. And we carry this thing forward for many, many years to come and keep growing it. It's not like it stays flat or it just kind of flounders around. We have had an upward projection every single year since I've been around there. So we're always improving and making it bigger and better, and it's a professional sport that we bring to Reading.
It is. Well, thank you very, very much for joining us this morning. And we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, and our Bronco sponsor that is enabling us to come down here and do our show from the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
It's the only hospital in Reading area to be awarded grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
This is Carl Lindebott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember, off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa, and is a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's a Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Down in Las Vegas, and we're at the South Point Hotel, where they're treating us very, very well. Gave us a spot here in the pavilion.
I think we want to thank Pat and Pam Cart, who flew in yesterday.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Just because, you know, Pat's our producer and many, many other things. He's, you know, a great musician and does so much in our community. They both do. But they came in to help with the electronic setup because we had, you know, what it is when there's how many thousands of people, plus they've got their big cinch show, and they've got the rodeo Miss America going on. So it all begins now. There's 10 days. Rodeo begins the actual national finals rodeo at Thomas and Mack starts tomorrow night. We will be attending that. But there's so much information and what goes on during this entire time of convention week about what is transpiring, new laws, legislations, what's happening, how to make your rodeo better. And we just recently had on Cindy, who's a general manager of the Redding Rodeo, and Bennett Gooch, who's the president of the PRCA, or excuse me, president of
the Redding Rodeo Association.
And so these next 3 days, we're going to have these wonderful guests that are really bringing you information about, like, we just talked about dirt, you know, the dirt, the scientific part of the dirt. And with us this morning, we have a very special guest. Good morning. Let's talk about.
This is Laura Carroll from the NFR Open at the Pikes Peak or Bust Rodeo.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thank you.
Let's get that up there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Lori, Pikes Peak, tell us what you're doing, what this convention means for you.
Well, I've been on the rodeo board for 5 years. I started volunteering after I retired from the Air Force, so lots of military there and involved with our rodeo.
Thank you for your service.
This is my first year coming to the convention.
Okay.
So since being on the board, I wanted to learn more about all the different sessions that they're putting on and pick up any hints for us to improve our rodeo.
Yes.
And communicate better with not only the PRCA, which is right in our hometown, but other rodeo committees.
And you are, I think Pat met you and said, yes, and said that you do a specific rodeo geared towards veterans.
He did. He saw the patch on the artwork on the back of my vest, and we've been serving the military since 1946. So Spencer Penrose, the founder of, father of Colorado Springs, basically decided after World War II that all the proceeds from our rodeo would go to the military and the community. So last year we increased from 5 to 7 performances. We had sold out every performance and we wanted more people to be able to come to the rodeo. So we added 2 more performances. And every one of those performances is dedicated to a military organization in the community and the Pikes Peak Orbus Foundation. Our parent organization has several other fundraisers throughout the year, but in the end, the proceeds from the rodeo go back to the military installations, and it's for quality of life initiatives for the military families.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. We recently had our check presentation, and we had each of the organizations tell us what they do with those funds. It's everything from scholarships to food baskets during the holidays to helping with promotion parties. If a young soldier or airman needs, say, airfare to go to a family event or just some help paying their bills or assistance while a spouse is deployed. Those types of things.
Okay. Is it for, like we have a number of projects in Redding for homeless veterans to help them get home, get them housed and all this? Does yours associate with that at all?
Not so much the veterans. We focus on the active duty.
On the active duty.
Yes,
okay.
Active duty and their families.
Well, the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Yes.
Is right there at the in Colorado Springs.
It is, and we have
a great football team this year.
They did a great job this year. So Saturday, our Saturday matinee is dedicated to the cadets. So we have about 4,000 cadets coming to attend the rodeo, and most of them, that's their first time out. They've just finished basic training.
Oh, okay.
So it's a big event for them to come to the rodeo and have a little time off and get to see a great show.
So, okay, so Pikes Peak Orbus, I've seen the rodeo on the Cowboy Channel,
yes.
By the way. Cowboy Channel has done so much for rodeo here over the last few years.
Oh, they have, especially last year was our second year hosting the NFR Open.
Uh-huh.
So we had contestants from all across the country, Canada, and then Mexican national champions were at our rodeo last year also.
So the NFR Open is...
It's a one of
for
the
people that don't know this.
So a big qualifier before the finals here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of the top talent coming to our rodeo to get that qualification to then come to the finals here in Vegas.
Now, but the top 15 contestants in each event are the only ones that are invited here. So, and you get that by winning money.
Right.
And so they're looking always for the types of rodeos like this, and this is right before, you know, as you said, it's close to the national finals, and that can put them over that hump so that they're in that top 15 and they get a shot at the big bucks.
Exactly. We paid out over $1 million in prize money at our rodeo, and it's in the middle of July, so it's great. Beautiful place to come to rodeo also. We had the top qualifiers from each of the circuits came to the NFR Open at the Pikes Peak Orbus Rodeo. And some of the people that you saw on the stage last night getting their back numbers were at our rodeo in July.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Redding Rancheria also brings us this spot where they own and operate 3 health clinics in Shasta and Trinity County. The Redding Rancheria opened the Churn Creek Wellness and Dental Care this week. They're our title sponsor of us, of KCNR being here for the 3 days at... as we do our live shows here and broadcast live from Las Vegas. So thank you for your service. What else would you like to have our listeners know about your special rodeo?
We think it's a wonderful rodeo. It's very family-oriented. And tell people to come to Colorado Springs. There's so much to see and do. Beautiful city, Pikes Peak, lots to see there. And we love everybody from just the first-time rodeo attender to people who have been coming for generations. And same with some of our volunteers. We have some who have been 4 generations of volunteers at the rodeo, and it tugs at people's hearts because we give the proceeds back to the military. So get to see.
That was the big thing when I heard that. that the proceeds from this big rodeo all goes back to the military organizations there to help the active duty. And people don't realize is that you're enlisted in the lower ranks. I mean, and with the price of everything going, even if they've got the commissary, there is a lot of money that can be, or there's a lot of things that they're able to be assisted with, and you all are obviously doing that. So thank you for that. Okay. Well, look, hey, we have to break for the news, and we come back, we're going to have John Payne, one-armed bandit, is going to join us.
Okay, go find him at his special booth downstairs.
Yeah, as soon as we find him. Thank you very much, Lori.
And thank you for having
you.
Me.
You and bet. Again, we want to thank our title sponsors, which is Shasta Regional Medical Group for, our Bronco sponsor, and Holiday Harbor, where you can rodeo at night and party in the lake in the day. We'll give you some more specifics with that. And our title sponsor, which is Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort Hotel and Casino. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The border crisis.
Senator Graham used Tuesday's FBI oversight hearing to accuse Democrats of playing a game, making just enough concessions on the border to win a handful of Republican votes for their aid package. But he warned,
we're united over here.
For Republicans, Graham says, the border is a matter of U.S. national security.
At a time when the threats to our nation are all-time high.
Graham says the bill cannot exclude border funding, despite the fact that he and other Republicans desire to pass a bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
You're putting your nation at risk, and the consequence of this is going to be devastating to the world.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Disturbing testimony from Jewish students. They've told Congress of the repulsive anti-Semitism they've had to deal with on the campuses of some of the country's leading universities, including Ivy League schools. Anti-Semitism has surged worldwide since the vicious Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. At 8.7 million, the number of job openings in October fell to its lowest level in about 2.5 years.
It's a sign that hiring is cooling in the face of higher interest rates. Openings were down significantly from 9.4 million in September. Hiring is slowing from the breakneck pace of the past 2 years. Still, employers have added 239,000 jobs a month this year.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. His work included the groundbreaking 70s sitcom All in the Family. TV writer, director, and producer Norman Lear has died at his home in Los Angeles. Norman Lear was 101 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow up 48 points, NASDAQ ahead 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elite are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Venezuela is making some territorial claims that are putting it at odds with one of its neighbors, raising the specter of a possible military showdown.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is ordering the country's state-owned companies to immediately begin to explore and exploit the oil, gas, and mines in Guyana's Essequibo region, a territory larger than Greece and rich in oil and minerals that Venezuela claims as its own. The announcement came a day after Maduro got the victory he sought in a weekend referendum on whether to claim sovereignty over the region. Keith Peters reporting.
Philippine officials say at least 16 people have been killed, 12 others injured, when a passenger bus lost control, failing to make a curve in a winding mountain road and plunging into a deep ravine. 8 of the injured are in critical condition at a local hospital. The bus driver is among the dead. The locals say this particular stretch of road is known for such accidents.
News and analysis, townhall.com. The Biden administration will dole out more than $6 billion for a pair of high-speed electric rail routes out west.
The Federal Railroad Administration says $3 billion will be for a route plan between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area, and another $3 billion for a route connecting cities in California's Central Valley. The money is a fraction of the total cost to build the projects, but it does signal the Biden administration's commitment to high-speed rail. The route in California is part of a project to eventually connect Los Angeles and San Francisco, which has been plagued by delays and cost increases. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Volunteers and city workers have removed signs and other items that have collected at the sites of the deadliest mass shooting in Maine history. The effort comes as wet, wintry weather sets in and marks a new chapter in the area's recovery from the October 25th attacks. A gunman killed 18 people, wounded 13 others. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Linda and I are here for the National Finals Rodeo, Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. It kicks off Thursday. Now, we got here because there's over 600 rodeos, pushing 700 now, the meetings here that start. They have a convention, and to kind of tell you what we've been doing is, you know, you're checking in on Monday, and for us, we got our media passes so we could get down in behind the chutes and everything and get into different meetings. On Monday night, they have their gala, and what that is their it's a dinner, and then they also are honoring a individual as they're going into the Cowboy Hall of Fame. And this year was Red Steagle. And Red Steagle is quite the gentleman. And he's 85, and he sang a couple of songs and does his poetry, but this guy has been in the music scene for decades. So it was a wonderful night. So anyway, welcome to the show. And Christina, how are we doing? Or is it Ben? Is it Ben or Christina that's on?
Christina. I'm okay. Ben. We are. We got like a team here.
Good. Weather today. It looks like it's going to be showers, mainly after 9 a.m. with patchy dense fog before 9 a.m. Is it foggy out there, Christina? It's not foggy here.
No, actually, I don't think so. It's kind of foggy. It's clearly.
Okay. Tomorrow we've got showers, mainly before 4 p.m., a high near 51. Friday, widespread frost. Widespread frost on Friday, mainly before 7 a.m. It's going to be with a low around 36 that night. Otherwise, hot, sunny on Friday. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of shower Saturday night, et cetera, et cetera. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And to be able to do this, we have title sponsor of Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort Casino and Hotel, and also Holiday Harbor and Shasta Regional Medical Center are our sponsors for these events for the next 3 days. And we have at Redding Rancheria, of course, they have just three different clinics. They employ over 800 people there. They are an integral part of our community. They've donated millions of dollars to nonprofits in our area. And they just opened up a new health and a new health clinic.
Their dental clinic.
Their health
wellness and dental clinic on Churn Creek. And so more about that later. We're very, very thank you for being our title sponsor. And we are here today. I had to go down into the special booth that this gentleman holds court in. We've had him on our show before, and you've seen him at the Reading Rodeo. He's the guy that has the longhorn steer as well as the zebra. And last year he had the zebra act, and I just adore this guy. He is called the One-Armed Bandit Specialty Act. Let's get that microphone up there. And good morning. How are you doing?
You're perfect.
John Payne.
And we were talking about how he's booked all the way out, too. He's booking 24 and 25. Did you say that?
Yes, ma'am. I also said I used to book up 3 years out in advance, but at my age, I don't even buy tomatoes that's not ripe.
That's funny. I was thinking.
My dad used to say, yeah, I don't buy green bananas. You know, that, yeah. We understand it. Now, that's, you know, we got to go back about, multiple performers of the year. But let's go back to the start, John. You just didn't just walk out when you were 3 years old and say, I'm going to be the entertainer of the year for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
No, it all started drinking a little too much beer and kind of being mouthy all my life. That got me into the business. The good part about the deal is I've always been able to back up my mouth, but the older I get, that's getting harder to do, so I'm going to start keeping my mouth shut a little more.
No, I don't know if I imagine that, John, but...
Well, I do learn. I haven't grabbed a whole electrical wire again since I got electrocuted. So there's a chance that I can learn, but it all happened in Ponca City, and the act was really bland. Matter of fact, the word I used was sucked, and the old boy said, well, we'll just let you be the entertainment next year, and I was there the next year I knew I was a good horseman, and I had some really good dogs, and I was a cowboy. I was born and raised on a ranch and never wanted to be anything but a cowboy. I wanted to be a good cowboy. And I just hoped if I could be half as good as my dad, that would satisfy me because he was a hero of mine. And, I didn't like school.
Did your father, when you say he was a good cowboy, are we talking about ranching? Did he rodeo? Tell us a little bit about your dad.
His rodeo and would be sitting in the seat watching. He wasn't a rodeo man. He was too busy for that. He had five of us boys, and he worked daylight to dark every day. And he was a rancher and a farmer, which us ranchers don't care too much about driving tractors. We like to ride horses. So wasn't a very big farmer. But when you have a ranch, you got some bottom land, and you got to do something with that bottom land. And he would usually put it in corn and then chop it up and make silage, and we'd scoop it and feed it to the animals in the winter and put soybean meal on top of it for protein. But we did that with a silage fork. And you didn't want to mess around with the Payne boys after they scooped silage for 2 years because their arms was big and they... they worked.
Hey, if you took one Payne boy on, you probably took them all on. Yeah. Probably.
Well, there's five of us boys, and we helped Dad much as we could. He 2 years before he died, he couldn't wipe the grin off his face. He said, boys, I just made the last payment on the ranch. And they devoted their whole life just to raising five boys and trying to make a better life for them.
Well, that's the American dream, mm-hmm. Right? I think our listeners would like to know, with all the exotic animals that you've worked with, not only that, but like the buffalo and how did you go from, I grew up as a Payne boy working, working a ranch to doing this act with specialty animals? That's not just a horse act. That's beyond.
Can I break in just for a second? We're getting ready to go take a break. So why don't we hold that
one until
we come back from the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Group. You know, they have got... Shasta Regional... Okay, thank you.
And group.
You want to finish?
No. No, Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, but also a teaching hospital. They have 13 interns that are going through, I'm sorry, residents that are going through their program for 3 years, and next year they're bringing another 10. So the idea behind this is we have doctors coming literally from all over the world to work at Shasta Regional and at our clinics, at the VA clinic, and the specialist here. Keeping up that tradition of healing starting here at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
20 men had tried to take him. 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly it was time for them to meet.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Saddle up and ring in the new year the wild, wild way at the 2023 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Lance Michael Cornwell will keep your boots tapping and the dance floor hopping all night long. Enjoy a delicious buffet, dessert, swag, and drink special. The fun starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. Or go VIP for only $300 per couple, including a one-night stay at a luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life, well, gonna show you in time.
Free Fire Radio. Radio here in the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas. We're here for the Wranglers National Finals Rodeo, and so over the next 3 days, we're going to have a lot of rodeo information coming on. We've got guests all from the rodeo life or the rodeos or contestants or specialty acts or all of these are going to be here for the next 3 days. Tomorrow we got the president of the PRCA will join us. And there's a lot of things going on here.
Yeah, we want to thank our sponsor, Redding Rancheria. The tribe is proud to hold an annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund event to raise monies for Shasta and Trinity counties. So thanks. Thank you so much. And we're here, again, our live broadcast. We're up in the top. They put us up here next to where the Cinch Big Christmas Show opens at 9 a.m. But if you go down onto the floor, there's a gentleman down there, and his name is John Payne. He's been awarded, like, I don't know how many times he's been awarded Specialty Act of the Year, and you've seen him at the Reading Rodeo, the one-arm band. Welcome back to the show, John.
Well, thank you.
Now, John.
Before we took a break.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about back in 1973, you had an event in your life that just changed your life totally.
Sure did. I didn't know when I woke up in 1973 on June the 12th that later that day I'd become the one-armed bandit and spend the next 5 weeks in the hospital fighting for my life. And I look back on it as a very shocking experience, to say the least. I took on 7,200 volts for 10 seconds, and it illuminated me, and I had marks up and down my neck, down my legs, up my arms, like a tree that got lightning struck.
Right.
And my body was so hot when the guy started giving me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, my mouth and head was so hot that he had to fan me for a little while before he could put his lips on my lips and start blowing air into me. And I didn't find that out for 40 years later. He never come and saw me for 40 years.
Wow.
Gee.
After you give a cowboy mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, it's something you try to get out of your mind. And I tell everybody, I'm over the electrocution. So big deal, I lost an arm. I've got two of them. I'm just glad the Lord gave us two of them. So you can do anything you want to do with one arm, and I prove that all the time. And I didn't know that he'd give me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation until some time later, but he was an orderly in hospital, and his mom was an RN, so that's how he had that education.
Yeah.
And so he was the only man there.
Life. Yeah, probably saved your life.
Well, not probably. Yes, he did.
Oh, yes.
He did save your life.
Clothes were on fire, and I was hot. 7,200 volts going through. You know how hot a light bulb gets after you turn on a little bit?
Sure.
That's how my body was. But I had 7,200 volts going through me and not 110. So I was hot. If it just lasted a little longer, it would have done so much damage to my internal organs that could not have been repaired and it wouldn't have functioned.
Right.
Just a few more seconds.
But luckily, that few more seconds didn't happen, and we got John Payne with us.
But I never give up. I checked myself out of the hospital 3 weeks early, had to sign out, and they said, you got to have physical therapy. And I said, I don't even know what that means. You got to learn how to walk. And I said, well, I can do that at home. I don't need you all. So I went home, went to breaking horses. Couldn't do it until mom went to town. And my poor mom, she's still living, 96. And I give her a lot of gray hairs. Dad did a few interviews as I was coming along through my career. And he said, yeah, John always had a little more energy than the rest of the boys. And he's right.
There you get your humor, all right? Or, you know, dust it off on you a little bit.
He kept me busy, and that kept me out of trouble.
Right.
Now, you have a special relationship with the Reading Rodeo.
You betcha. Yes,
can
sir.
Can you tell people about that?
I sure can. I was flat broke in 1984, I went flat broke. And 84 and 85, I lost $250,000 in feeding cattle and feedlot. And I was flat broke, had to move with my grandmother, and couldn't borrow any more money to buy cattle. And if a rancher don't have any cattle, well, he's got to go work for another rancher. Well, I never had a job in my life and don't plan on ever having one. So it was very trying times, and I had to build this act from rock bottom, and anytime you build it from rock bottom up, it's pretty sturdy, and I didn't care if I made any money. I just wanted to do a good job. So,
well, when you have here that you have in your information, we've seen you with the zebra, and we've seen you with a longhorn steer, I believe, but you've got buffaloes, mustangs, mules, and zebras. Tell us what it is in the training part of working with these animals to get them to behave.
Well, when you're training buffalo, you better be able to be pretty darn fast. They're the most dangerous animal in North America. They will knock you down, stomp you to death, and if you move, they'll come back over and stomp you some more. And not, this is all speaking from experience. I've been around the buffalo 15 years now, and I've had them in my show for like 12, 13 years, and I live with them, and I don't just have them out in the pasture, and I feed them every day. They have to do things for me that they probably don't want to do, but I do things that I don't want to do to make a living. And I always think all the animals and all the people in the world needs to make their own living. And just because they're animals, they're no exception.
Okay.
So we just go down the road making a living for ourselves and trying to have a good time, trying to get along. And they become my best friends. And I spend more time with them than I do humans. And I talk to them, and they look at me, and they can't talk back, but I can tell what they're thinking.
Okay.
And in order to train something, you have to tell what they're thinking.
Right.
So I tell everybody I park their horns and crawl in their head and look at their eyes, and I become them. And, we just exchange these experiences, and we get along, and we make it happen. And we both live to tell the story and go to the next rodeo. And after they do these rodeos in the crowd and the static electricity that goes back and forth across the arena, they can feel that. And they become stars. And they become animals that want to get out there and do that. It's accelerating to them also, as well as it is me. Static electricity makes your adrenaline flow.
Well, you've experienced the electricity. And so I'm wondering if there's some kind of special energy that comes from your experience that they pick up on. They sense it.
Well, what they sense is I never give up. And if they stumble, we go back to the basics, and we start all over in kindergarten. And if we have to, we go to grade school and high school and college. And if they forget something, we back up. But I never give up. And that's the main thing. And they see that I'm not ever going to give up. So let's just do what that one-armed son of a gun wants to, and we'll all be a lot happier. And that's how we spend our lives. But the buffalo was by far the hardest to train. The zebra was a little different. That animal can be running full blast and jump up and kick you right in the face.
Really?
If you're chasing them on horseback.
Really?
The steers are a lot easier to train, and the mules and the horses, they're a lot easier to train. But the buffaloes and the zebra was pretty tough. The buffalo, 10 times tougher than any animal I've ever trained in my life. And I spend 2 years or 3 years training these buffaloes. I'm training five of them right now. And I'm not as fast as I used to be, so I got to be smarter. All my fences are about 3 feet off the ground, so if they get after me, I run and fall down and roll under the fence instead of trying to climb over
instead
it.
Instead of going over it, go under it. Yeah.
Because they will stomp you.
Man.
Now, after you spend a lot of time on the road, they the less chance of that possibility. But when they're confused and think, what do you want me to do? And so, but I just born and raised on a ranch. That gave me my experience. And penning cattle and breaking horses and training dogs. And I just moved it into the rodeo arena. And I was a cowboy, so that's what goes to rodeos. And a name like One-Armed Bandit, you'd think when I got electrocuted and they cut my arm, I was the worst thing in the world. But if you're an entertainer and you got the name like One-Armed Bandit, nobody forgets it.
No, they don't. And you know what? All you have to do is put in John's name, and all types of YouTubes and articles and everything like that. So I was privileged to write your bio for the Radio Rodeo Association's program last year, and the hard part was trying to get it to one page. I mean, it's almost impossible, John, with all the things you've done. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by.
We are going to go do our shout out to Holiday Harbor. Come explore Lake Shasta with your crew. Holiday Harbor Resort Marina offers some adventures completely with fun-filled, family-friendly recreation and exciting scenes at every turn.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. radio. Who was that, Benny?
Oh, you guys, that's wonderful.
Who was that on the music?
Tony Marcus.
Okay.
Welcome back, and we are here broadcasting live from South Point, and we're here during the National Finals Rodeo. Tomorrow night we actually attend the rodeo, but we are very blessed to have this experience where last year we did Thursday and Friday. We decided this trip we were going to add on a Wednesday, so we thank our sponsors, Redding Rancherita and Wind River Resort Hotel and Casino. The Redding Rancheria is proud to sponsor the Native American Night on Wednesday, the opening night, Redding Rodeo. Just celebrated our 75th. And we're here with what they would call like one of the great specialty acts. He's been nominated as the specialty act of the year. How many years, John?
Oh, I've been nominated many, many years, 30-some years. And have won the specialty act of the year 15 times.
Okay. See, you know.
Man.
So you must be doing something
yeah.
right, John.
Must be. Never give up. And hard work. And I hit a lot of rodeos. And,
well,
you know.
We started talking about the special relationship you have with the Redding Rodeo.
Right.
Okay.
John Bama, in 1987, come to NFR looking for an act. And he come by my booth, and I had a little old fuzzy tape. And it was... not very good quality, but the show went pretty good until the horse fell off top trailer. It started raining and got slick up there. I mean, the horse fell off top trailer. So I was showing him that tape, and he goes, "Whoa, dang, how come you brought that tape?" And I said, "Well, that's the only tape I had." He said, "Well, how many times has that happened?" And I said, "It's only happened once." He said, "Well, I'm glad to hear that." He says, "Well, how many shows have you done?" And I sat there and I go, "Well, let me think here. There was that one and then that one." I said, "Two." So, you know, just doing two shows and it fell off once, that's half the time. But he was smart enough to see that this cowboy was going to be great. And that's what he said. He said, "This is going to be a great act." And he said, "I want to come to Redding, California first. I want to be the first one to bring him west." And the rest of the committee sitting there thinking, "You're going to put all your eggs in one basket and bring this guy? He's a nobody, and nobody even knows him or heard of him." But I come out and did a good job, and he put me in a room. And when I left, there was a gentleman named Bob Knight give me $200 cash bonus, and that's a lot of money.
Right.
So it was like 1,800 miles out there and 1,800 miles back. On the way out there, I broke down, and I had to sell my pistol to – get out there, and then on the way back, I had to sell my spurs or something like that. It was the spurs I had to sell in Abilene.
Oh,
then
goodness.
On the way back, I had to sell my pistol and flat broke. So I got out there and got back, and all I lost was a gun and a set of spurs. But
but you got your show, you debuted
right then. Red Bluff and some of the others started following in. They wanted to. Me to prove myself before they stuck their neck out, but John Bama from Redding, California stuck his neck out.
Well, I tell you, John Bama is a
legend.
A legend. He's a legend, you know, the sheriff, you know,
yeah.
He started the Redding Rodeo Association, the Asphalt Cow.
Yeah.
I mean, this man was a imposing presence
mm-hmm.
in
right.
Shasta County.
And I had the pleasure of knowing him for many years, and every time I come through Redding's, I'd stop and we'd go eat dinner together and visit, and we stayed friends until he died.
Well, so that was your first big rodeo, and then that got you into the six-pack. We're mm-hmm. going out here into the California area, but you have been literally everywhere.
Now I have, yeah. I've done many, you know, I was honored by doing Redding, California's 75th anniversary, which is a big honor. And they also put me in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, we were there for that. Yeah.
I drove 4,000 miles out here and back. And, of course, I didn't make any money, but I never started this thing to make money. I started this deal to do a good job. And some of them you make money on, some of them you don't. They just pay as much as they can. But it was a big enough honor to me. I put in the time, and I wanted to have that down on my resume that I was the entertainer for the 75th Redding Rodeo, and I'm in their Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and you, as usual, you put on a great show.
Well,
I mean, there's something about watching you and your animals.
Well, we're
there.
Friends. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that's my big takeaway is, well, not only are you this very generous man, that a very unique person, but I agree with the fact that you have to pair. You pair up with your animal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were talking about how you crawl in and you, like, look through their eyes, I mean, when you think that you've got all this energy around with snap, crackle, pop, whatever is happening with the lights and moods and, you know, energy and injuries and whatever can happen with a live performance, that you're working with these beasts, you know, and to try to keep them tame in the moment is quite spectacular.
You got to get them there safe. You got to get them through the show safe. You got to go to the next rodeo. And since they're my best friends, they come first. And I go to great lengths to protect them and make sure they're happy. And when they're happy, they'll do a good job for you.
Right.
They just can't talk. There's not a lot of difference between humans and animals. We're all got brains and minds and eyes, and we think it's pretty much the same.
Right.
So we build up a bond and loyalty to each other, and we have a good time.
So when you said that you're right now you're training 5 buffaloes.
Right.
What does it, each one of them take a period of time, some longer, some not as long? I mean, how does that work?
I hope to get 2 good ones out of the 5. Some of them don't want to travel down the road, and some of them are going to be aggravated, and some of them are going to be mild and say, well, this is fun, let's do it. And those are 2 you take on the road. The rest of them you trade off for 2 more that you might be able to train. So not everybody wants to be a star. I started out with 6 zebras. I got 1 good zebra.
You were telling us earlier about the zebra story, about the zebra picked the horse.
Right. The zebra's a stud, and he picks his running mates. I turn him out with about 40 horses, and he'll pick the prettiest horses out there. And he'll pick the pretty horses, and he'll put them in his little group, and he'll protect them. He won't let any other animals around them. So those are the horses you take and train with the zebra. And he likes them and get along. You put a different horse in there, well, he'll eat them up. He'll bite them.
But there's one that, as you said, is he'll pick that his companion there. So when you go out on the act, that they're there together.
Right.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of doing it. That he's got his own, what can I say, harem? Is that the right word? Or his own little herd?
Well, I don't know what you call that. He's the boss out of all 40 horses. And right now, when I left the house, I stuck him out with the horses. When I come back, he'll have 2 new horses. The horses I brought to Redding are getting around 20 years old, and I can see that they might have a couple more years left in them.
Yeah.
So I'm looking down the road. It takes 2 years to train these horses as well. So I let him pick his friends out, and he'll have them picked out when I get home, and then we'll start training them together. So I'll have backup horses. But you got to let these animals kind of do what they want to do and have it. You can teach an animal to do whatever they want to do.
Right. Whatever they want to do.
Yeah. And you just got to kind of put that in your show and got to give and take a little bit. You need to draw a line, but you can kind of let them get outlined just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's fun for them to be kind of the boss a little bit also.
Yeah. Right. They have.
We're here with John Payne, the one-armed bandit, 15 times Entertainer of the Year for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. We're talking about how he got started, an accident that may have ended other people's careers started his.
Mm-hmm.
And how he has grown, the special relationship he has with the Redding Rodeo. And we are so proud that the Redding Rodeo has this association with John Payne. We're going to take a quick break here and this portion of the show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And shout out to our title sponsor, Wind River Resort, Casino and Hotel, and the Redding Rancheria. We'll be right back.
muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. Great Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entry. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dream. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Welcome back. At the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here for the Wranglers National Final Rodeo, and we're broadcasting live. Our title sponsor, of course, is Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort Casino and Hotel, Holiday Harbor, and Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, Redding Rancheria, started out of Redding in 1994. Redding Rancheria owns and operates three health clinics in Shasta and Trinity County, and the Redding Rancheria opened at Churn Creek Wellness and Dental Care this week. Thank you for being our title sponsor as we close our show up, and our Bronco sponsor as well is Holiday Harbor, where you can rodeo at night, party on the lake in the day. Best rates on Lake Shasta are at Holiday Harbor and Shasta Regional medical center where they have been, you can actually make an appointment and go into the, you know, emergency room. I mean, you want to go on their website, you're not going to believe they have been rated number one on so many in health areas that are important and documented.
There you go. And we're honored today to have John Payne,
one-armed bandit, our guest again.
Maybe this is the second or third time that we've interviewed John.
So much appreciated seeing you here today.
You know what? You are the example of an American dream. You took a hit early in your life. So what? You know, that you moved on from there. You've become world famous. 15 times the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association's
Entertainer of the year.
But there's other things. The other thing that really struck me was you're a man of your word, and this impacted on you one time.
That's exactly right. My dad was a man of his word, and when he was laying on his deathbed, getting ready to pass on, I had a show in Southern California that I had to go to. And they'd booked me up 2 years prior to that, and I'd been showing Dad the programs that they made with me on the front of it and tickets, me on front of it, and the billboards coming into California, Del Mar, California, with me on the billboards. And Dad said, boy, they think you're pretty big smoke, don't they? And I said, well, I don't know what's the matter with them, but yeah, I guess so. So Dad knew about this big show, and they was going to pay me big bucks. And Dad dying, and I have to either stay home and take care of Dad or go do that show. And I'm holding his hand there, and I said, Dad, I'm not going to go do that show out in Del Mar. I'm going to stay here and take care of you. And he was kind of laying there kind of comatose. I didn't know if he was asleep or not, but that woke him up. He opened one eye, and he looked over at me, and he said, John, they're counting on you. Don't let them down.
Mm.
He said, you go out there and do the show, and you bring home the dough. You got four of the brothers to take care of me and your mom. He said, I'll be all right. So I'd say goodbye to him. And that was the hardest thing I'd ever done in my life.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, I bet you it stays with you. I can feel it,
mm-hmm.
You know. But that's, you know, your word is your bond. They're counting on you.
I'm a product of my raising.
Yeah.
And I'm just so fortunate to have good parents. So if I was in question, I would think back, what would they do? And a lot of people don't have that, and that's why America is kind of in a decline, because they don't have good parents or might not have a father in their life. But when I started, I didn't care if I made money. I just wanted to do a good job. I wanted to make Dad proud of me, because I had done a few things that didn't make him very proud.
We all do that.
Yeah, well, that's called growing up.
Maybe at a different level. Yeah. But Your word, your bond. We got like 9 minutes left. That impacted on you with the royal family.
Yeah, in England.
In England.
Prince Philip himself. In 1993, I was in Gladstone, New Jersey, doing a World Para Driving Championship, and they said, Prince Philip is here. And I said, well, who's that? And he said, well, he's married to the Queen. I said, what's her name? Oh, yeah, Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth. And I said, yeah. My people left there in 1620 and got on the first Mayflower and headed to the New World. So they said, Prince Philip wants to talk to you in his quarters. And I said, okay. So we went over and I met Prince Philip. He said, I want to bring you to Buckingham Palace. And I've got 60 dates I want you to do over here.
60?
60 days.
Okay.
And several shows, like a show every weekend or something like that. And he says, we want to start say March, I don't know when it was, but I said, well, what year? He said, well, next year. And I said, well, next year, heck, I'm booked up for 3 years. And they all just stand there like they're in shock, and I said, I can get to you in 4 years. And he said, well, do you know who you're talking to? And I said, yeah, I do. I said, we left there in 1620. Evidently, we didn't like it over then, so I don't know if I'll like it over now. I said, I have given my word to all these rodeo family of mine that I'll be there, and they're advertising, they're expecting me. He'll just have to wait in line like everybody else. So that pretty well ended that. I never went.
So you never had your photo taken with the royal family?
No,
huh?
I didn't. Okay. But I have had my picture taken with some royalty in Muscat, Oman.
Oh, okay.
I went over and did a show for the king of Oman. He has about five names, and I can't pronounce them. But I was over there in 2020 and did the show for the king of Oman, and that was a heck of a trip. I flew 18 head of animals on an airplane.
I was wondering about how you fly your livestock and how they have to get used to time change just like we do.
I'm sure it's different for them. It's pretty different jumping on an airplane with three mean wild buffalo in with the airplane with you. And I was the one that put them in the crates, and I'm the one that wrapped the straps around the crates. I'm the one that said, bring a net over here and put it around this thing, too. And I said, put them right in the middle of all these other crates. If I'm going to ride and sleep on this thing for 20 hours, I want to be able to sleep. So that was a heck of an experience. I did leave 18 head of animals over in a truck and trailer, and I was in a competition, so to speak. And at the end of the competition, 6 days of rehearsal, the Brigadier General stood up and said, American team, very best in the world. He goes last. And I went last. The best. They saved the best for last. And they told me not to tell anybody that they paid me $1 million, so I won't.
Okay. We won't tell anybody about that at all.
But so. you know about that $1 million, that worried me to death. I never had so much money in my bank. I just didn't know what to do with all this money. And I finally blew it in 8 months. I finally got down to $1,500 in my bank account, and I was happy.
Well, I got to ask, besides Uncle Sam taking a piece of that, if more horses, more land, more cars, just had, but you have to spend.
Well, I do, and I spend on what I like. Yeah. So when I walk outside and look, to the south, I see spotted ponies, Indian ponies. When I walk out and look to the north and to the west, I see spotted Indian ponies. I see the African Watusi Longhorn mix. I see buffaloes. I see my animal family. I wake up to them, and I go out and feed them. And they see me, and they moo or nicker or whatever they do. And I go out and feed them and talk to them. And, you know, that's my pleasure. Money in the bank is just a number. It ain't a very pretty number. And
You know what? No. I mean, for people, you know, their own horses like we do, I mean, the amount of pleasure you get out of them.
There's something about, I call it horse magic, that, you know, if I'm feeling like heavy or intense or what's going on with the world or politics, or people can be mean. It's not the animals. They're pure. It's the people that get screwed up. So when I go out with our horse, I just know that, it totally changes my energy. My heart feels cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're my best friends, and they don't lie to me.
Yeah.
And they're the same every day. And, you know, I love them, and that's how I spent my money. And like I said, when I got $1,500 back, I was happy again. I like to struggle. I'm 70 years old. I tell everybody I'm 50 because once you get killed at 20, you start all over. And so that was 50 years ago. So... You're just as old as you think.
Right. I agree,
John,
with that.
After the NFR here, what's it look like? And how do people, if people are listening to this and they're going, you know what, I'd sure like to have him out at our rodeo. I mean, everybody knows you, so, but where are you going to after this?
Well, older I get, the smarter I am. It's taken me a long time to get as smart as I am, and I'm still not very smart. So I go south in the winter. I've gone north in the winter and paid the price, but I like to go to Florida and Louisiana and Alabama, and I like to go down in there where the weather's not such a factor. I've done that Rapid City Rodeo in Denver in the middle of the winter, and I just don't like snow and ice. I was born down in the south, and I like warm weather. But I was going to tell you that I'm also like a quarter Cherokee Indian.
Yes, sir.
You know, the wealth of an old Indian back in the old days was how many horses he had. And I can't help it that I'm part Indian, and I got my Indian ways. I feel like I'm rich having lots of real pretty horses.
Those
I don't have to have money in the bank.
Spotted Indian ponies.
Yeah, I love those South Dakota paint spotted Indian ponies come off of Rosebud Sioux. they take care of themselves. They're smart. They got good eyes, good leg bones, and relatively gentle. And I just can't have too many of them. They're like a kid in a candy store. When I go to a horse sale, I see a dead-gum spotted horse.
Well, thank you, John Payne, for being with us. You've enlightened us once again and made our day just an extra special day for you being in it.
Yeah, it's appreciate a good way to start off the national finals.
Well, I sure appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And I'll see you at a rodeo in California one of these days.
And you might just see us here in a few minutes down at your office.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So we will be here again tomorrow, and we'll be broadcasting live at 7 o'clock here from South Point for the National Finals Rodeo.
Our guest will be Tom Glaus, the PRCA CEO, and Steve Knowles, Director of Rodeo Administration. And we've also got a Director of Arena Operations right here from South Point. So thanks for joining us today.
And we want to thank our title sponsor once again, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Also our Bronco sponsor, which is Shasta Regional Medical Center and Group and Hospital and Holiday Harbor.
There you go, and have a great day, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.